I'm Debbie Critchfield, Superintendent of Public Instruction, and this is the Superintend Podcast. Today, we welcome the Vice Chair of the Idaho Charter School Commission, Sherilyn Baer. Sherilyn is from Firth and works in the Snake River School District. On the Charter School Commission, she is one of seven leaders tasked with the mission of cultivating exemplary public charter schools in Idaho. And she's also my friend. So Commissioner Baer, welcome to the podcast. Thank you for taking time. I just want to kick this off with kind of the nuts and bolts around charter schools. I spend a lot of time explaining to people that charter schools are indeed public schools. So can you tell us, over your years and experience on the commission, how do you explain this environment of charter schools, traditional public schools, and how it all works together?
Well, thank you, Debbie. I appreciate that question, partly because I do kind of live in both worlds. So I work at Snake River School District, and so I work in a traditional school setting. And then I've been lucky enough to serve on the Charter Commission since 2016. And I also worked for a charter school in the beginning, in the early 2000s, when Idaho passed its first charter school law. Many years ago, we spent time telling people, you know, charter schools are public schools. They are publicly funded just like any other school. And for some reason, that's a hard concept for people to grasp. But the perception is becoming more clear, and more people are understanding that charter schools, A, are funded publicly, and B, it's important to know too that that staff that work in charter schools are also certified in educators. Some people wonder if you can teach in a charter school without having an Idaho teaching certificate. And the answer is no. Everybody who works with children in Idaho have to have the proper certification to do so. So
I know that you are in a position to approve charters, and the process of that, an individual can create the evidence and present something to the commission to say, we want to start a school. Here are going to be the components. They have to follow the laws that guide that. What are some of the things that you've seen over time, folks coming to you, and some of the reasons why they say, hey, we think there's a place, a niche in our community to do this?
Oh, that's a great question, Debbie. And that's one of the things that I love the most about serving on the Charter School Commission, is that almost monthly and definitely regularly, we have groups of people who come before us to have an application approved, and they bring the most interesting and the most innovative and the most passionate ideas for education. So it can range from, we want to do a college prep school where everybody who comes here is already focused on going to college and we help them prep for that, to a medical arts charter school, to a vo-tech. We have a couple of really great schools, Elevate, that really prepare their kids in unique ways for vocational technical careers, which we all know have just as much value as a university career. Some of the more innovative models definitely come with the early learning. There are some groups of people, some models, some families that really like their students to learn in smaller groups and with more hands-on, and may focus more on a math or a science perspective. And of course, reading and language is always included. But their specific focus might be a little bit more narrow and or a little bit more unique.
One of the misconceptions that I try to tamp down, and I'm confident that you do too, many times there's this push and pull between traditional and charter. And some of our families or some of our school people will say, well, they have special rules. They get to do different things. When the reality is, the ability for a charter school to be created and come into being, the things that they want to do, the traditional school can also do. Now, they may not be able to do it to the level or to the degree, but the flexibility is built in on both sides of that.
Yeah, that's a really good point, Debbie. I appreciate you bringing that up. And it's been, I really feel like I'm in a unique position because I work in the traditional and I also serve in the charter world. And many times people will say that to me, well, charters don't have to obey this rule or that rule. Well, they do. Charters have to obey all of the laws. They have just stepped out of the traditional environment and look at things a little bit differently. I often tell traditional schools, when they say, oh, well, charters can do this or charters can do that, I will often ask, tell me what a charter school can do that you cannot do. And there's a pause, and they start to list a few things, and then we have the conversation about it. It may be perceived that charter schools can do this, but there's nothing in the law, nothing anywhere that would stop a traditional school from doing the same thing. In fact, the charter school law allows for a traditional building to become a charter. And we haven't had it happen yet, but I'm just waiting and encouraging. If there are people in the traditional world that really want to do something different, they don't have to completely jump out of the traditional world into the charter world. They can, with a simple mindset shift, say, what do we need to do different to do what's best for kids, and then start making some changes.
One of the things that I am envious about in the charter school arena that we need at a higher degree or a deeper level, there's an expectation at a charter school that a parent will participate. That it's a given that, and at least that's been my experience as I've known about charters and traveled around and visit with charters, that there is a level, a little bit of a higher level where parents are interested. Now, I don't want someone out there to say, wait a minute, I'm just as interested in my kid's school as anybody else. That isn't what I'm saying. Just overall, I have observed that for charters coming into being, because the funding stream, even though it comes from the state, does look a little, it looks a little bit different. They don't have access to many things. They really have to rely on parents in a different way. Therefore, I think it creates something where, you know, we got to have you at a greater level. And I'm always asking our traditional schools, take a look at how those charters are engaging their families and see what lessons can be learned there.
I think that one of the best things in the education world is tradition, and one of the worst things in the education world is tradition. Because we've been here, traditional education has been in place in the nation and in Idaho for so long, we tend to just do things because this is the way we've always done them, and including parent involvement. And parent involvement has sometimes, in a traditional setting, not always, but sometimes, in a traditional setting, been kind of watered down to a fundraising. You know, the parents are going to help us raise money for a playground or something like that. And when you are able to step aside and think about a different way that parents can be involved, first of all, that's how charter schools come into being in general, is a group of parents comes together and says, we'd like to do something a little bit different. So organically, charter schools do encourage, sometimes require, always encourage a different level of participation from parents and families.
I think the invitation of our schools, we want everyone to think about the needs of the child, the student. How does the educator support that? How does the system wrap around the educator to be able to get that done? So I love the invitation always that it takes everyone, parents, teachers, community members, et cetera. And for you as a charter school commission member, I thank you for your service there. Like anything, you're a volunteer, And you don't get paid enough, which is nothing, to do that. And so thank you for taking time to share with us your experience and again, encourage how to think differently about how we educate. So thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Debbie. It's been my pleasure. And I really appreciate your support of traditional and charters education in general. And I think our goal is to always do what is best for the student. And sometimes that takes a little bit of thought. So thank you for having me.
Perfect way to end this episode. And again, with that, our guest on this episode of The Superintend has been Sherilyn Baer, Vice Chair of the Idaho Charter School Commission. This podcast is produced by the Idaho Department of Education. Episodes are available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. They can also be streamed on YouTube and at the department's website, sde.idaho.gov. I'm Superintendent Debbie Critchfield. As always, thanks for listening.